This is Carol here with you for Arts Live and Local. And as you can imagine, it's another full time. I want to dedicate this show and all of the healing arts to all of us who need healing. And right now, I would say that's the entire world, especially Jerusalem.
Same face in the Gaza is the same face I see out in California. Same face in Jericho is the same face I see down in Mexico. Same face in Tel Aviv is the same face I see out in New Jersey.
Share the same faces. East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem, Shalom.
Shalom, salam. Hello, goodbye, and most important, peace. Whew. Got some heavy times ahead of us. And it's important that we talk to people and find out what's actually going on and who's behind what. So hopefully you'll have a chance to do that. And celebrate the arts, because as I often say, the arts saves lives, or art saves lives, the arts save life. And one of our lifesavers is sitting right here with me, Janet Hutchings. Hi, Janet.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. Now, Janet, how long have you been in this area?
I've been in Astoria about 18 months.
Yeah, you're a real newbie.
So. I'm a newbie. I came up from San Diego, of all places.
Is that where you're from originally?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I was wondering. I thought I heard a little Southern accent, but San Diego doesn't usually.
I lived in Memphis for a while, So I picked up a little drawl every now and then.
That may be what I'm hearing. Well, you certainly don't have a drawl in your work. You are one of the artists at the Tempo Gallery, which is right here in Astoria, and it's called Tempo Partly. Do you know why it's called Tempo? Did you?
Because we share space with the Astoria Music Festival, yes.
They tell you that right away. By the way, is this your first time on KMUN?
Or yes, it is.
It is. Have you been on radio before?
No.
Oh, my goodness,
this
folks.
Is first on a lot of levels.
Okay, well, we have a double virgin here then. No longer, of course, but congratulations.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. You are the featured artist this month at Tempo Gallery, and I'm and the Astoria Art Walk is tomorrow evening, so we'll be hearing about some of the other places as well. I called you a fabric artist. Is that how would you describe yourself? Textile, a fabric, or
I'm technically, I guess, a mixed media artist.
Okay.
But I use primarily fabric in my art.
So what does that mean, mixed media?
It means that I'll use paint, fabric, pens, pencils, markers, whatever it takes to get the image that I'm trying to portray. I even use photographs printed on fabric.
Okay, so have you been doing this for a long time?
Quite a few years, yes.
Okay, so when you say to get the image that you're looking for, do you come to it with something specific in mind? And are these representational images or abstracts or what? That's quite a combination you put out there.
It is, and that's why it's hard to put me in one nice, neat little cubbyhole. Generally, it's a combination of things. I started off using my photographs printed on fabric, and then I would embellish those to give them a more dimensional look.
Embellish with?
With stitching, with yarns, with additional fabrics to build it up.
What made you even start putting photographs on fabric? Where did that come from?
There's an awful lot of photographers in the world, and I wanted to be different.
Okay. Excellent answer. Okay, good, good. So you started to embellish, and did you keep going then, or what?
Yeah, I don't draw well. I am not an artist in that sense of the word. Mm-hmm. To try and put me in that cubbyhole doesn't work. But I can take an abstract image, more impressionistic, paint it on fabric, and come up with the illusion of an image. In my show that opens tomorrow, you'll see a lot of flowers in various versions of that.
Will we recognize them as flowers?
Most of them, yes.
Okay. Do you ever do straight fabric work, quilting, for example?
I did quilting for a long time, but I don't do straight lines well. And to be an expert quilter, you've got to match up all those seams and corners.
I see. I'm trying to figure out where this started. So you said photography. Were you involved in taking pictures?
I was a photographer for a long time. It goes back to the Girl Scout days when you're taking images of whatever you can point and shoot at. Mm-hmm. Then digital cameras came out and it became a lot easier. I've also been a sewer since I was a kid.
Okay.
So I've always played with fabric in one form or another. So to kind of combine the two when I was looking for a new hobby was where I started. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of grown from there.
And are you doing your art full-time now? Or
pretty much, yes.
Did you retire from a day job?
I got retired from a day job.
I see.
During all of the layoffs I was a financial person.
Okay.
My business background is banking and finance.
Oh, my goodness. When Listen to this. We have a financial banker here doing art. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I've got one of those 50-50 personalities.
Well, what is making art do for you that banking didn't?
It relaxes me. Where banking tends to be pretty stressful, especially as it got through 2007, 2008, when everything was shrinking.
Yeah.
So I needed a way to keep my sanity. I also needed something to keep me busy as I was looking for a new job, which never quite happened. So I ended up becoming a full-time artist. It started off whatever I could do in my studio, and then it's evolved from there.
Wow, that's quite a journey. How do you feel about that now?
I like it. I like it. You know, one of the reasons I moved to Astoria was the art climate up here.
Really? How did you even know about Astoria and the art climate? I like that art climate.
Art climate.
I'm gonna write that down. Art climate. It's good.
I was involved in Spanish Village Art Center in San Diego for a number of years. So you learn to look around you and see what other people are doing, especially since I became president of the association for way too long. So you learn, the business side of me learns to look outside of the art, to see what else was going on. And then as San Diego grew, I wanted to leave town. Mm. So I'm looking even more. I lived up in Whidbey Island for a while.
Oh,
so
okay.
I knew the Pacific Northwest, and I knew that's kind of where I wanted to be.
Well, that's good because I was wondering from San Diego, which tragically right now, well, San Diego isn't in flames right now. It was, but now it's north of L.A. That's horrific. Mm-hmm. But I wondered about the change of climate. But you acclimated by going to Whidbey Island first.
So. Well, no, I lived in Whidbey Island a few years ago, went back to San Diego.
I see.
And then...
But you're okay with this rainy kind of...
I'm getting used to it.
Okay. Well, we hope you'll stay. So tomorrow evening between 5 and 8, which is Art Walk, Janet is going to be at Tempo. Now, Tempo is a cooperative gallery, right?
Yes.
So does that mean you sit gallery as well? Or
We take turns. There's six artists there. All of us show work all of the time. Mm-hmm. Each month we have a different feature, so we bring in new work. Mm-hmm. Work rotates through there pretty regularly. But yeah, we sit the gallery.
Okay, and your work, because you just showed me some cards. So what kind of sizes are you doing? And it's not just squares hanging on the wall,
it seems. Not at all, especially since I do such a variety of things. My work, the biggest piece I have in there right now, I think, is about 44 by 30.
Oh, that's big.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
But then I do a lot of machine embroidery. So you'll mm-hmm. see a lot of small pieces. Mm-hmm. I've got note cards and that kind of thing that are all machine embroidered as well.
Right.
So it's quite a variety of things.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. And I understand the gallery is going to have music during the opening with Birds of a Feather, who have played there before. They're quite dramatic and great musicians. Mm-hmm. And congratulations on the show. Had you done shows in San Diego?
Not like Tempo sets them mm-hmm. up. In San Diego, I was in a studio with another artist, so my work was on display all the time mm-hmm. Because it was a working studio.
Right.
We were open 7 days a week, which was crazy.
Oh, geez. That's terrible.
Well, you split it between however many artists are in the studio, right. So you're not there 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. And then I've done some of the big festivals, which mm-hmm. are 3 days of intense insanity.
Yeah.
So this is kind of nice to be. My work will be on display for a month, but it'll be.
And then it will stay. Some of it will stay there. Probably not at 44 by.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I might take some of the smaller pieces out and leave it. It's a very dramatic. It's the picture that was in the paper.
Ah, nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is great. Janet Hutching. Is there an S on your name or no?
Yes.
There is. Janet Hutchings. At Tempo Gallery, multimedia with an emphasis on fabric mm-hmm. Art. And that opens tomorrow evening and runs for the month. Thank you so much for coming in. This is wonderful to have you in town. And I suppose where do you do your work? Do you have your own studio at this point? Or
in my
home?
House.
Okay.
At home.
So when there's the open studio tour, you may or may not. Open things up.
We'll see. Right now the house is being remodeled, so we don't need people.
Right. you have time. So.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming in, Janet, and I look forward to seeing your work.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay. I wanted to let folks know in the art world, and we have another couple of artists coming in who are taking part in tomorrow night's Art Walk, but also Lightbox is featuring a members show. Imogen is featuring Hook, Pulp and Weave, which is fiber and textiles, by seven artists. Designing Health, 1428 Commercial. I haven't been there yet. That's open from 3 to 7 as opposed to 5 to 8. And they're featuring artist Betsy Latick. And then Vintage Hardware at 1162 Marine is featuring Matthew Dennison from Portland with his carvings and cabinets. A show's called Whale's Nest. And as you can imagine, at Vintage Hardware, it's got plenty of upcycled, recycled, repurposed, whatever the word is that someone wants to use. And then Old Town Framing is featuring Linda Taylor, who happens to be the mother of Dulcie Taylor. She's a painter and multimedia person. River Sea is showcasing outstanding Northwest art. Catch the Moon, a group exhibition. And we have lots more, folks. I'm telling you, the Astor Building, well, we'll talk about that in a minute, the Astor Building, because my next guests have something to say about that. And Forsythia is continuing to feature Marga Stanley with her fabulous, whimsical paintings. And let's see, who else? AVA Artist in Residence and Pop-Up, Roger Hayes, is completing his AVA residency with a live painting session during late afternoon and evening this month. And then the Pop-Up space features Valerie Whittlesey, Portland artist, showing oil paintings and collage work. And Riverbank Books, 77 11th Street. I'm not even familiar with that place, but I am familiar with Karen Brownlee, who is making mosaics from her own pottery. I very much like her pottery, so that should be interesting. And then Carol Hall and Upcycled Glass Windows are at Sea Gypsy Gallery. Astoria Art Loft has so many people there. They're open from 1 to 4, so you can go there before the rest of the crew. Winecraft is featuring music with Two Crows Joy and art all over the walls from 6 local artists. And who else? I think that's it for now. If you're out there listening and I forgot you, then you can call in 503-325-0010. I will be talking about three other shows or three other venues in a few minutes with my next artist. So do stay tuned. And I want to also dedicate this show to Sunday, which is December 10th. It is the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights Day. And that was established in 1948 with Eleanor Roosevelt playing a particularly large part. And there are, how many? I think there are 30 articles. And unfortunately, many of them are being broken these days. So have a look, have a listen, and then check it out. Do some research on the Human Rights Day. And this is an international day. We need it.
It smells like the Bill of Rights is burning. Smoke alarms are going off in every town. Heed the call, you firemen and firewomen. America is burning to the ground. Don't it smell like the Bill of Rights is burning? A fire sale of constitutionality. The highest bidders are the major corporations, auctioneers, the Democrats, and GOP. For it's the voices from the boardroom that you're hearing when presidential politicians bend your ear. Spending $500 million to get selected for a job that clears $250,000 a year. While the Christian capitalists control the Congress, this is not the land of Adam Smith or Jesus Christ. I swear America belongs to all Americans, and by God, it's not for sale at any price. Which smells like the Bill of Rights is burning. Smoke alarms are going off in every town. Heed the call, you firemen and firewomen. America is burning to the ground. Don't it smell like the Bill of Rights is burning when you cannot wear your color on the street? Out of fear you'll be profiled and disrespected by the very ones you pay to keep the peace. And I'm a Diallo, only knowing the local customs of his new democracy. It's the gun that calls the shots in New York City. It's the wallet in Washington, D.C. It smells like the Bill of Rights is burning. Smoke alarms are going off in every town. Heed the call, you firemen and firewomen. America is burning to the ground. Don't it smell like the Bill of Rights is burning when Supreme Court judges make the final move as to who will occupy the Oval Office? Blind justice has a hearing problem too. So let's speak up, take control of our culture. It's our country, our responsibility to send a message to our servants in high places. There but for the grace of us go they. Yes, it smells like the Bill of Rights is burning. Smoke alarms are going off in every town. Heed the call, you firemen and firewomen. America is burning to the ground.
That's Jim Hind from Seattle. Was from Seattle. He passed a few years ago. He was a Vietnam vet, and he wrote some very powerful songs, as you can hear, and very true songs. I have two guests here, and I asked one of them if she might read some of these Universal Declaration of Human Rights. I'll read some, too. Sid, you're welcome to read some also.
I have some art to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to do
okay,
that.
Good.
Hey, whose show is this? This isn't Jessamine's show. This is my show this time. Yeah. These are artists, so they're flexible. Isn't that what artists are about?
I would hope so.
But some read better than others, so I shouldn't put people on the spot. That's true. So, yeah, Joey is brand new to me and to KMUN.
Yes,
is that
I am.
Right?
Yes, I am.
So she was a virgin before she spoke into the mic. She is no longer. But I am delighted to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Joey Smith. And the other voice you heard is a little more familiar. Sid DeLuca. Anybody who lives around here is certainly familiar with Sid DeLuca and his art. Which we will be talking about in a minute, because it's apparently these two have art in various places.
We're all over town.
You're all over town.
We really are.
That's great. That's wonderful. And I like the idea of tomorrow night is Art Walk. So
it's going to be a big night.
Connect the dots, too, you know, and where people are showing. But I did want to read a couple of these. So you can pick out one or you can just start from the beginning, Joey.
Oh, gosh. I guess there's a few for me that are pretty personal, like the right to own property, which hasn't always been our right as women.
Thank you.
And okay. The right to an education is something that I pretty dear to myself. Mm-hmm. Again, as women, something mm-hmm. that we weren't always allowed to have. Any hit for you, Sid?
I really like Article 24, the right to rest and leisure, because that's pretty much how I roll.
Okay.
Rest and leisure.
I know. And the freedom from arbitrary arrest and exile seems extremely topical right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's amazing because these were put together in 1948. And here we are, 2017, and we're still shaking our heads reading these, saying, how come it's not happening? Right to recognition as a person before the law, as opposed to a corporation, perhaps?
I think that it's always happened for a certain part of our country. Some parts of our country have not always had these same rights.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your background? And you can slip it into the arts as well.
My personal artist background comes from many places. I grew up in I guess you'd consider it a rougher area of town in Las Vegas. And I was raised by, my father is not white. He's Choctaw, so I'm mixed race and everything that comes along with that particular grab bag of fun.
Not everybody knows how challenging that can be.
It's interesting. You have to live in a weird kind of duality of worlds. It sometimes seems like you're never enough of one or the other. So it's a lot of like trying to live up to one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And often one gets forgotten for the other.
Did that, have you been making art all your life?
In one way or another, my background mostly lies in theater and lighting design. And then I owned a bakery for 5 years,
Whoa.
So I made cake.
Wow, yeah, that is diverse. And now you're doing...
Now I make a lot of mixed media art with my pal Sid here.
Mm-hmm.
We worked on a bunch of stuff collaboratively. It was my first time really collaborating with another artist.
We met and we fell madly in love in the collaborative sense.
That's fantastic. You
Maybe
met here in Astoria?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you see one another's work first, or did you just start talking about it? Or
And I think we just had such a similar sense of humor that we just clicked right away.
Oh, dear.
Joey has made me more aware of cleaner technique. She's very technical. You know, both of us are doing analog work, so this is not digital. So we're cutting these images out. Some of Joey's are so intricate. I mean, it's mind-blowing how anyone can do it. And, you know, I've always been, you know, a little sloppy about my technique. But, you know, I think sloppy in kind of a fun way, because it sort of went with the absurdity of what I've been doing. And so I kind of think Joey sort of upped my game a little bit, you know, technically.
That's fantastic. Did you realize that, Joey?
I didn't realize that I had caused you to up your game. I never thought your stuff was sloppy. I thought it was stream of consciousness.
Well, I had a good game. The game can always get better.
That's true.
You're always trying to improve your game.
That's true.
Yeah. For full disclosure, I am the owner of one of Sid DeLuca's non-sloppy pieces of work. I never thought of that. It's quite wonderful. I've mostly seen it at Kala.
Yeah.
But tomorrow evening, you are starting off. The two of you have a full show at Luminary Arts for the solstice celebration.
It's going to be a great show. We have collaborative and solo work there.
Oh, nice.
And Judith Nyland is doing tarot card readings.
That should be fun.
And music will be by Sheck P.
Wonderful.
And, you know, like the usual holiday cheer. And I think it's going to be a wonderful event.
Yes, it's called Return to the Light?
Return of the Light.
Nice. Right. And so how does the collaboration work?
In our collaboration, usually Sid picks the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I stick to the interest when we work together.
Wait, what did you just say? You stick to the interest?
Well,
what does that mean?
How would you explain that? We have a certain vibe that we're going for, and then he kind of sets the vibe, and I find something to look at within that vibe, for lack of a better term.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, very often I'll select the background, and then Joey will try different images, and we work back and forth.
Try to find a narrative that works.
And Joey, did you say this is the first time you're collaborating with somebody else?
No, but Sid was one of my first collaborators. We collaborated on a few things before that we showed at Salon Stellar. And we just really, really liked working together.
How about you, Sid? Have you collaborated with...
With Sterling Gorsuch.
With Sterling, that's right. You had that.
And I just met my...
Show.
I just met Bonnie out there. She's my artistic mother-in-law.
That's right. That's Sterling Gorsuch, of course, who's a wonderful young printmaker.
And he'll have some he'll have some work at Riversea, this artwork.
Okay. Yeah, because Riversea is featuring many artists. So, okay, so we're starting out, and this is between 5 and 8 p.m. This is a gorgeous card.
Thank you.
Handed me. Did you design it or put it together?
What you're looking at is the television is Sid alone, and the woman meditating is me, and then the third one is our collaboration.
Oh, wow. How wonderful. Folks,
thank you.
This is going to be an absolutely delightful show. So this is at Luminary, which is, do I have the address written down?
It's on the back of the card.
1133 Commercial. It's on the south side of the street. And it is chock-a-block full. I've never used that phrase before. I don't even know what it means, but Luminary is. It is full of wonderful, intriguing items, and sounds like tomorrow night's going to be very exciting with your work. And then Judith is doing the tarot readings, and she'll also have her new tarot
yes,
deck
it's gorgeous.
And book, and she's probably some of her... Shahuli type
mobiles.
Yes, her sculptures are
those
amazing.
Are her sculptures as well. And then Shekpi would be, of course, Sheki, which is Mike Metzner, who sings in bilingual English and Spanish. And then I don't know where the P comes from, except it's Joey Patenaught,
That's
who
where the
is
P
one
comes
of
from.
Our programmers. So Shekpi, and they were there last month. They make terrific music together. So. You're going to start out there. Then where else do you have your work?
We are going to the big Astor Hotel lobby, a very Astoria Xmas party.
It should be wild.
It's going to be fantastic. It runs from 6 to 9, so we'll be running out of Luminary and then heading over there. But they're having artists, you know, Joey and I, we have collaborative and individual work. Zach Caswell, Lindsay Bones, Tyler Little, Bryce Harris, Metalhead will be DJing, and there will be Christmas photos with Santa and maybe Krampus and free beer and food. And
What's Krampus? Is that a person or a thing?
Krampus is like the opposite of Santa. I believe it is a Northern European thing. I don't want to say specifically which country. I'm not sure.
I never
but heard. He collects the naughty children and carries a bundle of sticks for thrashing. It's not the happiest Christmas.
I see. I don't believe there's going to be any child abuse
no,
going
there will
on,
not.
However, or adult abuse for that matter. But okay, now hold on. Can you tell us, because I once spent quite a bit of time trying to figure out how to get into that place. Is the entrance?
The entrance is on the Commercial Street side.
So it's like Commercial and 14th?
Yeah, Commercial and 14th.
Okay. And that's the Astor Hotel, folks. It's the tallest building in town.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous inside.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a wonderful lobby area.
No, that's going to be a fantastic...
So that's 6 to 9, so it's an art show
party.
And
art show and a Christmas
party.
And then if you're still breathing or awake or sober enough to walk down to Kala...
Right.
DJ Joey Altruda.
Yes. The one and the only Joey Altruda from LA, who has been here for a while now, and he's been actually DJing over at Inferno.
Oh, fun.
And it's been wonderful. He's doing a terrific job. He's a musician as well.
So there'll be a dance party. And the art, I think they're going to be open at 7 for art. And once again, Joey and I have art there. We have Paul Soriano. He's from Seattle. He's
terrific.
He's fantastic.
He's shown there before.
Yeah, he's he's great. So Paul Soriano is going to be with us over there.
And also Renee Rowe, Puka Rice, Annie Escalin, and Bill Atwood. So that's going to be a full show there. So they open at 7, not from 5 to 8. And then at 8 comes the music, Joey's music. It's the After Hours. It's got a special name to it, actually. The Later Show.
The Later Show.
Yeah,
later
that's show. It. Vintage Vinyl Dance with Joey Altruda.
And this is the most party on sort of art walk, I think.
I know. It's going to be a good time for everybody.
And look at this weather.
Yes. Remember last year it was snowing.
Believe it? Oh, my goodness. I don't remember anything.
Yes, so everyone out there, please come out. Go
for
check
sure.
out all the venues.
Remember, this is all over town. You can go anywhere and find out from wherever you end up where else it's going to, where else things are happening. So before you start your partying, you may visit some of the other artists who are in town, including my last guest, Janet Hutchings at Tempo, and I mentioned several others, and you can find out. But don't miss it. This is tomorrow night between 5 and 8.
And it's the last one this year.
I know. It's going to be way too much fun.
Gee, really? Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait. Yes,
I
of course.
Get it before
Thank
it's
you.
Gone.
Get it. I can see what you mean about you sharing a sense of humor. Hey, you two, congratulations on your triple show. And do you have any idea whether the Astor Hotel lobby is just a one-night stand?
I know the party is for one night.
The party is now.
I think they're open all the time.
Well, the last time they had a party, they had an art show there. They followed it up with certain blocks of time that they would be open.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to try to find that out.
Good.
And see, because I think that they'll probably do that more than likely.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's pretty far out stuff.
But
that
best
one.
Is if you're anywhere in town, just get on over there. And that's going to go till 9, and I'm sure the Kala party will go forever. So,
if you need any more information, too, Sid DeLuca, SIDDELUCA art, 3 words, on Facebook. And Joey, Joi Smith, also has an art page, Joey's Art, Joi apostrophe S.
What if you're not on Facebook?
I'm also on Instagram.
Oh.
And no, you
there's
can see
KMUN.
My, yes, there's always KMUN.
And there's Hipfish.
Thank you. I'm glad to realize there are those of us who stay off social media in order to have a life or a breath or something. But I'm so excited about the show. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And
so
we'll
much.
See you
Thanks
tomorrow
so much
night.
For having Yay,
okay.
Cal.
Take care. That's Sid DeLuca, who's been around town for quite a while, and Joey Smith, who is one of the newbies, although she's been here 2 years, but she's been hiding out no more. She's out in the light, and the name of the show is Return of the Light. Excellent. And speaking of light, you are listening to Coast Community Radio, and Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, begins on Tuesday evening, and we need all the light we can get this year, folks. However you celebrate, let's light up the world.
I'm gonna light up the trees, light up the birds, light up the letters, light up the words, light up the desert, light up the town, light up the evening when the sun goes down. We'll be lighting up all over the world, lighting up every boy and every girl. Ain't gonna be no shadows when the flame starts to curl. We'll be lighting up the world.
Light up the hills, light up the wind, illuminate the fire of your soul.
Light it up.
That's what we're going to do. And my next guests are going to tell you about lighting up tonight, this very night. We've already lit up the Performing Arts Center at 16th and Franklin in Astoria. It is looking gorgeous, if I do say so myself. Of course, I had nothing to do with the decoration, but it looks absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
It's magic, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Really?
It is magical. It's got, everywhere you look, there are stars. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing, because the concert is called Mysteries of the Stars. And this is a concert by the North Coast Chorale. It is happening tonight at 7. And then on Sunday at 2, it's the same concert.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the North Coast Chorale, but we also have, or I should say, and we also have two esteemed guests. Actually, we have more, because we have those dancers, too. Mm-hmm. Is that a secret? Oh. So you didn't hear it from me, folks, but if you happen to love dance, you might want to show up for this one, too. My guests, my extra guests, are sitting here along with Dr. Denise Reed, who is the director of the North Coast Chorale. Hi, Denise.
Hello.
Denise also is a programmer, longtime programmer here at Coast Community Radio with... You say it. It's Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, and then on KMUN, and Wednesday morning on KCPB.
Okay.
Coral Gems.
90.9, I think. 90.9, yes. And the my other two guests do not have shows on KMUN, but they certainly have been here many times. So I have Dr. Joe Pomeroy Crockett. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Nice to be here with you, Carol.
Oh, it's great to have you here. And Joe is an artist, a working artist, as well as a teacher and a, how shall we say, making it available, making the space available at the Art Loft right here in Astoria, which we talked about, because they very cleverly have their openings on art walks early, so people can, because they're a little out of the way. What's your address?
Our address is 106 Third Street.
Right.
And we are across the street from Burger King and right above Dots and Doodles.
Right.
In a 110-year-old building.
Oh, is that? I did not realize. I think I just saw a picture of that.
Yes,
it's
you
a
did.
Historical thing going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And an
yeah.
article called A Building Speaks Out.
Oh, excuse me. I think I have the author of that article here right now. I thought that was precious.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where was that? Was that in the... No, where did I read it?
It was last Thursday in the Coastal Weekend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I have to check that out. Yeah. I hadn't seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was fascinating to hear how the different changes, and also I didn't realize there was so much going on there. And my third guest is Karen Temple, who has also been on this show many times.
Good afternoon. And I had once a little program on
KMUN.
Yes, you
did. Wasn't it opera?
Oh. No, oh, it was the
poetry.
Calendar of Writers
the
with
poetry,
Jim Dodd.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Wow.
You almost did an opera show. But
I did them with Steve and Brenda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Karen is here. She wears also many hats. This time she's here with her poetry hat on. She was an instructor at the college for many years in French and German, which has served the North Coast Chorale
very well. She has really helped us out in several performances that we've done where we have had to use another language than English.
And finding out how to say all
these
words, which pronunciation. But tomorrow night, there will be no teaching. It's going to be all a gift to the community.
Tonight.
Oh, it's tonight and Sunday. That's what I... Thank mm-hmm. you. Make sure I say that if I slip again. Denise, why don't you give us an overview? What is this about?
Well, both of these ladies will be contributing to this concert, and it's about
stars and the mysteries, and everybody's trying to explain, well, what are stars? And we always look at the stars and just wonder, where did they come from? What are, even though we have the scientific knowledge about mm-hmm. them, but mm-hmm. we still wonder about the stars, and they present this mystery. They have such a story because they've been here so long, and so they've seen everything.
Mm, mm-hmm. Even longer than the building, Joe. Almost. So the songs that we are singing, do they
stars.
Answer these questions?
Some of them, I would say, if you listen carefully to the words, they might help you to understand more about the stars and qualities they have that we should emulate.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, Karen, you are going to be reciting other people's poetry or your own?
One of my own, which I wrote especially for the event.
Oh,
it sounded a little bit as if Denise gave me the assignment, and I do assignments usually faithfully. So there'll be six poems by other authors and one brand new one of my own.
Wow, that's exciting. So mm-hmm. none of us know that one. That's mm-hmm. that's lovely. So how did you choose? You can either tell us about what you chose to write your own poem about.
I was thinking a little bit about the poem in my last collection, Chalice of Tears, mm-hmm. That is called Embedded. It's sort of my life story in the beds I've slept in. And this one is my life story from the perspective of stars that played a role in it at some mm-hmm. point. And it's called Heavenward.
Okay. And then in selecting the other poems?
I just raked my brain because I've been teaching literature for many years and reading poetry. And from what I remembered.
Wasn't your degree in something like medieval?
Medieval literature. That's why we have Dante.
In Germany. Yeah. Right. That's I wondered. Okay. Most people don't bring Dante into the modern age.
Right.
Of
yeah.
course. Well, it's so the poem and then several songs and then alternating poetry mm-hmm. and song,
songs
which is,
about stars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful for, I am part of the North Coast Chorale, so I can say from experience, it's wonderful for us because this is, you know, we've been rehearsing the singing, but we don't know anything about what Karen is choosing to do. So this will be a delightful surprise for us as
and
well.
And I teased everybody last night at the dress rehearsal because I only gave the titles,
title,
more or less.
Right.
So they were sitting there hanging on those titles.
Right.
And what else?
And I didn't see anyone pull out their cell phone and check it out. Let's see what it is. I don't have one, so we couldn't have done it. But. And Joe, you have artwork in the lobby. What have you chosen to...
At Denise's suggestion, I brought in a series I painted on nebulae.
Mm.
They're particularly mysterious and wonderful, and they have been known literally for thousands of years. Not the thousands of nebulae we know of today, but limited numbers. In fact, in 150, Ptolemy, the Greek astronomer, discovered five stars that he described as being nebulous or cloud-like. And from that time on, people, Europeans as well as many Arab and Greek astronomers have identified more and more nebulae.
How would you define? Yeah, mm-hmm. How would you define nebulae?
Well, nebulae are cloudy places in the universe of enormous size. They have light reflected from stars, and many are the birthplace of stars. And they're made up of hydrogen and helium and other gases that have been ionized. And the ionization process allows astronomers to see them, because they become visible through that process.
Yeah. Wow, we just had a science lesson.
Literature
lesson. This is fantastic. Okay, so now I'm really curious to see the work because I haven't seen it yet.
Thank you.
Yeah. Had you done this in the past?
Yes, I've always been interested in astronomy and had the great good fortune when I was in Flagstaff, Arizona, which has the Hubble.
A
Hubble telescope and observatory, to go and observe the Andromeda Galaxy one night. And the Andromeda Galaxy was mentioned by an Arabic astronomer in 964. So I sort of got my first taste there.
Mm. And, wow, nice.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that inspired you.
Happened to learn more about astronomy and nebulae and got to looking at the Hubble photographs and was addicted immediately.
So, I'm more used to, lots of your work because I have several of your animals and I also have some older work, lots of color. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, though, these may not have color. Is that how does
no they're, these would be they're more vivid colors.
Mm-hmm, they
and,
are.
And mm-hmm. different gases produce different colors. And then of course with a little bit of artistic license I enhance them. My largest one is of my favorite favorite nebulae, the Eagle Nebulae, which is a mere 6,000 light years away. Mm-hmm. And as you probably know, a light year is equal to almost 6 trillion miles. So it's a bit out in space.
Yeah, it's certainly surreal and beyond imagination. And I'm thinking, again, in these times, I was earlier talking about Sunday being Human Rights Day and how we are so desperately in need of light in this world because there's so much darkness. And in humans' behavior, mostly, and nature's response to it. So now you're giving us this perspective and the idea of the stars perhaps opening us up giving us that light.
It's Sunday's also the World Coral Coral Day also, and there's a proclamation that talks about how the choir serves humanity and lifting it up into another realm, taking people into another realm from their, you know, those things that happen around you, from hate and from war and so forth.
Perfect. An event like the one we're all part of here always sort of reassures me that there's some goodness still left in the world for people to come together and put all this effort and love and knowledge into it.
And work,
it's amazing.
And time and energy.
All those things.
And cooperating. Yeah, cooperation. I think I hope that wherever you are, whoever you are listening out there, I hope that you have as rich a community and community collaborative efforts as we do here. It doesn't just happen. You know, you're talking about the nebulae and all of these scientific and combustion kind of thing. It takes effort, and that is well worth it because that does, as Karen said, lift us up and give hope. But it does take effort. It takes work.
I think that the nebulae and their great distance from us and from one another put things on this earth in real perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we're not quite so important as we think we are.
I agree. I wish, I'll leave it at that, I guess.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah, folks, you can figure that one out for yourself. Well, this is going to be a fabulous concert, and the entire experience will be wonderful. It is happening tonight. Tickets at the door.
Right.
At the Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin in Astoria. And there's plenty of street parking around. The concert begins at 7, But I'm thinking it would be good to come a little early so you can view the art as well.
Probably. Yes, and it, you'll have time during intermission. But another thing I wanted to mention was that ever since I've been here for 10 years, we have not raised the cost of our tickets for the concert. It's for the community, and right. we want to keep it so that members of the community
this
can come.
Very accessible.
And, come to the pack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tonight, 7 o'clock concert, and Sunday at 2 p.m., Mysteries of the Stars. And thank you to my guests, Karen Temple, Dr. Joe Pomeroy Crockett, and Dr. Denise Reed. And we hope to see you there tonight. Thanks.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And there's lots of other goodies going on tonight. And so tonight, tomorrow, all weekend, all week. So I'm going to read you a little bit of what else is going on. The coaster is featuring Christmas Carol, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 3. And also they have auditions for Fit to Kill at 6 o'clock and Noises Off at 7:30 on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Astor Street Opry Company is featuring Scrooged in Astoria Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. Portland Cello Project at the Liberty, Radiohead's OK Computer. Is that right? Yeah, 7:30. The Tolovan Arts Colony is having a holiday gift bazaar all weekend. The Antidote to Cold Corporate Consumerism. I like that. Art and craft, all local. Tonight at 6, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 3. Sou'wester is having a pop-up trailer art. It's the last weekend, and they have lots of entertainment there as well. Folks, that's another thing around here. We talked about the art art walk. There are so many incredible artists, musicians, all kinds of people in the arts. And that's one of the wonderful things. You can give gifts, including tomorrow, at Gifts That Make a Difference at the McTavish Room. It's from 12 to 4. KMUN will have a table there. So will 29 other local nonprofits. You can go around and choose. You can give a little to everybody. You can choose something special for each person for whom you want to honor. Someone local or someone anywhere. If they like wildlife, check out the wildlife refuge. If they like, I'm not even going to go through it. There's so much going on. That's tomorrow. The rest of tonight, Kathlamet Washington is having a Wander Lodge. Merry Time is featuring Jesse Lee Falls and Pierce Christie. Sand Trap, Kendall Winter. And Astoria Library at 6 o'clock, Fandom Friday, The Force Awakens. And on the 12th, they have a book discussion, Persuasion, by Jane Austen. She will not be there, however. Tomorrow, Lower Columbia Preservation Society, 5 o'clock at the Hotel Elliott. They'll tell all. The Columbia River Symphony, we talked about it last week on this show. It's at the Liberty tomorrow night. Tis the Season, 7 p.m., and they have all kinds of things going on there. It's multimedia. Bayside Singers tomorrow at 2 at the Ocean Park Lutheran Church. Gala, the later show after the art walk. Presbyterian Fellowship Hall is having a wonderful holiday fair from 10 to 4. That's on Harrison and 11th. Cannon Beach Arts Association workshop at the Cannon Beach History Museum, 12 to 3. Hoffman Jazz Attitude, Butterfield Cottage, Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum in Ilwaco. And they're featuring a tuba Christmas concert at 2 o'clock. Columbia Theater in Longview, 7:30. Tales Beneath a Northern Star, a rock opera. And Tapa auditions are tomorrow as well. Sal, Sunday Afternoon Live at the Raymond Theater, harpist Bron Journey and his wife, vocalist Catherine Journey, they're fabulous. That's Sunday. LCDC from 2 to 4, Fort George, Michael Hurley, Luke and Katie in the evening. The Q Choir is 7 o'clock at the Liberty on Monday with Julia Child herself. Yes, sirree. And here's a biggie. next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the Reader's Theater at the McTavish Room at the Liberty Theater. Don't miss that. It's going to be an extravaganza and quite fun. Thanks for being here, folks. KMUN Astoria, KTCB, TillamookCoastRadio.org. And don't forget to celebrate the light, the arts, and human rights.